No more than the Eresians themselves could the Adorians be slain by any physical means, however applied. Nor could the Eresians, unaided, kill all of the invaders by mental force. Adors, all highest and his innermost circle, in their ultra-shielded citadel, could be destroyed only by a mental bolt of such nature and magnitude that its generator, which was to become known throughout two galaxies as the Galactic Patrol, would require several long Eresian lifetimes for its building. Nor would that building be easy. The Adorians must be kept in ignorance, both of Eresia and of the proposed generator, until too late to take the effective countermeasures. Also, no entity below the third level of intelligence, even or especially of the patrol, could ever learn the truth, for that knowledge would set up an inferiority complex and thus rob the generator of all ability to do the work for which it was designed. Nevertheless, the Eresians began building. On the four most promising planets of the first galaxy, our Earth, or Sol 3, Volantia, Rigel 4, and Palane 7, breeding programs, aiming toward the highest mentality of which each race was capable, were begun as soon as intelligent life developed. On our Earth, there were only two bloodlines, since humanity has only two sexes. One was a straight male line of descent, and was always named Kinnison, or its equivalent. Civilizations rose and fell, Eresia surreptitiously and unobtrusively lifting them up, Ador callously knocking them down as soon as it became evident that they were not what Ador wanted. Pestilences raged, and wars, and famines, and holocausts, and disasters that decimated entire populations again and again. But the direct male line of descent of the Kinnisons was never broken. The other line, sometimes male and sometimes female, which was to culminate in the female penultimate of the Eresian program, was equally persistent and was characterized throughout its prodigious length by a peculiarly spectacular shade of red-bronze-auburn hair and equally striking gold-flecked, tawny eyes. Atlantis fell, but the red-headed, yellow-eyed child of Captain Phryges had been sent to North Maia and lived. Patroclus, the red-headed gladiator, begot a red-headed daughter before he was cut down. And so it went.